And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Sparky in Control. Well, there for a while, it looked like Sparky was going to lose his leadership position in his club. All the boys in the neighborhood had decided that he was no longer going to be the leader. Why? Because Sidney Clagsetter, the new boy who had moved into the neighborhood, has a father who is an inventor. And he said he'd invent an electric eye door for the clubhouse shack back in Wobbledings Woods. But then Yuki Butcha said he was an inventor and he would invent a better door, and Sparky could present it to the club. So Sparky's feeling pretty happy about his superior position.
Hey, boy, Big John, I sure didn't think that Yuki Butcha was an inventor, did you?
Well, no, I must say I didn't have the faintest idea Yuki Butcha was an inventor. That was certainly a surprise to me.
Yeah, me too. Boy, I'm telling you, Big John, when I told the guys in my club that I could get an electric eye door for our clubhouse shack... Oh, they sure did change their tune, all right.
Oh, is that right? Well, now I guess they're not so ready to elect this new kid to the office of Grand Exalted, whatever it is, huh?
They told the High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, Big John.
Yeah, that office. You might get to keep the job after all, huh?
Well, if I want it.
If you want it? Now, wait a minute. All week you've been moping around here like you lost your best friend, and it was all because... you were sure the kids in your club were going to take your official title away from you and hand it over to this new boy.
Sure.
And now you say, if you want to keep the title, how come?
Well, Big John, now that I know Yuki Butcha is an inventor, and that he can invent anything Sidney Clagsetter's father can invent, well, I don't have anything to worry about.
Well, yes, I know, but what does that have to do with your not wanting to be the Grand Exalted whatever it is?
Exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, Big John.
Yes.
I still want to be the Exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, but I'm going to teach those guys in my club a lesson. Yeah, I'm going to play hard to get.
Oh, you are you? Going to play hard to get? I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, look, old buddy boy, before you become too hard to get, will you fix your dog's supper? It isn't hard to get. Out of the refrigerator, that is.
Oh, look, Big John, I've already given Bunny his supper.
Oh, for goodness sakes, don't tell me that that dog has eaten supper already.
No. He's in the process of eating it now.
What?
You should hear it, Big John. Boy, is he a noisy eater. When he eats, he snorts each time he takes the mouthful and just goes...
Yeah, I know. I've heard...
Like that.
Yeah. You didn't give him the supper out on the kitchen floor, did you? I told you.
No. He's down in the basement. I gave Pedro his supper, too. Hey, you know what Pedro called me, Big John?
You mean that parrot has got a nickname for you, too? What is it?
Half-pint.
Oh.
He calls me Half-Pint because I'm such a little boy, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. He calls me Spike. That's pretty fresh for a parrot.
Yeah. That's not what he calls you.
What?
That's what they always say. But he calls you a long drink of water, too. Long drink of water. I think that's pretty good. Hi there, you old long drink of water.
Now, wait just a minute there, young man. You just hold that. Don't you go getting fresh like the parrot is.
What's the matter, Big John? Don't you like that nickname?
Well, it isn't that, Sparky. It just sounds fresh. Don't you ever go around calling people fresh nicknames like that. That isn't polite.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just kidding, Big John.
Yeah, all right. Well, just so you remember it.
I know it isn't nice to talk like that. Oh, telephone's ringing.
Well, we're finally back to normal. Will you answer it, Sparky? It's probably for you.
Yeah, maybe it is. I'll answer it. Yes, this is Sparky. Is that you, Rabbit Ears? Oh, I have not talked to you on the telephone for a long time, Rabbit Ears.
How true.
Well, what's on your mind, R.E. Lad?
R.E. Lad, well...
Well, R.E. Lad, I just don't know. I'll be able to install the new electric eye door just as soon as my inventor friend gets finished inventing it.
Well, that figures. Pearls of wisdom by Sir Genius Sparky.
Yes, R.E., I do believe that we will have the finest, most high-class shack on the entire face of this entire world of ours. Especially in Wobbling Woods.
Yes.
Well, Rabbit Ears, I'll tell you what. I will try to contact my inventor friend to see how work is progressing on our new electric eye door. Do you have any further matters of great importance on your mind?
Oh, R.E. Lad probably has many important matters on his brilliant mind.
Yes, well, in that case, R.E. Lad, I will hang up. Yes. Thank you for calling. Good day, rabbit ears. Yeah. What do you think, Big John? Was I cold and indifferent enough?
Cold and indifferent? Oh, was that what you were supposed to be?
Yeah, sure, that's what I was supposed to be. See, that way I'm being hard to get. All the guys in the club will start talking to one another now, and they'll say, hey, Sparky doesn't act like he's very anxious to stay the exalted high alarm of the Purple and White Garter. And the rest of the guys will say, yeah, maybe we better beg him to keep the job. Yeah. Because if we don't, he just might up and join some other club and give them his invention.
I see. They might say all that, huh?
Sure. Can't you just hear them buzzing like 60?
Yeah, I sure can. Oh, my goodness. Buzzing like 60 just happened over.
Oh, there's the telephone. I think it's rabbit ears again. Probably real anxious to see if he can't talk me into giving him a definite answer about the electric eye door.
Well, answer the telephone, will you?
Yeah, but wait just a minute, Big John. We don't give those guys the impression that I'm standing right on top of the telephone. I have to be completely indifferent.
Oh, I see. Well, how long are you going to let the phone ring?
Just a couple more times. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you'd better answer it. And when they ask for me, act like you're not sure whether or not I want to be bothered. Act like I'm very busy in my office. And then, you know, then you can call me to the phone. Sort of loud so they can hear you.
All right. I'll answer it. Hello.
I remember, Big John. Act like you're not too sure that I want to be bothered about talking on the phone.
Oh. Why, sure. Gladly. You bet.
What that way, boy?
All right, sure. Just come on down. Now we'll be waiting for you. Okay, bye.
Hey, Big John, what's the matter? How can I be cold and indifferent if you don't even let me talk on the telephone and let me act like I don't want to talk on the telephone?
Calm down. Will you calm down, Sparky? That phone call wasn't even for you.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh. You mean it wasn't Rabbit Ears McKeister?
No.
Maxine Finster?
No.
Wasn't Charlie Clamerding calling to see why I'm acting so cold and indifferent?
No, I'm afraid not, Sparky.
Oh, boy. What was the matter with those guys, anyway? What are they trying to do? Play hard to get? Boy, who do they think they are, anyway? Where do they get that stuff acting cold and indifferent like that?
Well, not look. Just a minute, Sparky. Give him a chance. My goodness, that phone call was Mayor Plumfront. He says he's coming over. Not only that, but he says he has a surprise.
Oh, well, that's nice. But I just assumed it had been Rabbit Ears McKeister.
Well, it wasn't. And now listen, don't act like that when the mayor gets here. You don't want him to think that you're not glad to see him, do you?
Well, I like all right, Big John.
No cold in
the
jumper.
But those guys at my club, they got a lot of nerve playing hard to get. That's all I can say.
Oh, that's all you can say. After all, that's the way you were going to act with them, acting like you were hard to get and all that. Don't understand you.
Go down, Rainy.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's probably Mayor Plumfront. Now, come on. Let's both go to the door and let him in. Because he sounded very excited on the telephone.
I wonder what his surprise is.
Well, we'll soon see. Hey, look, there's the mayor out there on the front porch. You can see him through the glass in the door. You see that?
Yeah. Looks like he has someone with him.
Yeah. Well, hello there, Mayor. How are you? Come on in.
Hello, Buster. Come on in, love. After you.
Yes, Mayor. Hello, Big John. And hello, Sparky Dear.
Well, Miss Dilly. So this is your surprise, Mayor. Oh, my goodness. Say hello to Miss Dilly there, Sparky.
Hello, Miss Dilly.
This isn't all of my surprise, Buster. wait till you hear the rest of it. Bucky, lad, Miss Daffodil Dilly and me have got some very good news to tell you about.
Oh. Yes, Mayor?
Oh, Mayor, I do believe I'm blushing.
Well, it's like the pink of the petals of the rose. You look charming, my love. Yeah, Buster, lad, the very beautiful and charming Miss Dilly and I have come to tell you the wonderful news. Miss Dilly has graciously consented to become my blushing bride.
What?
You mean? Yep, Buster. Your old mayor and the very charming Miss Daffodil Dilly are going to get married.
What?
boy. Well, this latest development sure was an unexpected surprise. I sure didn't think the mayor would go so far as to decide to get married to the widow Dilly. When we came home from Florida and Miss Dilly stayed down there, I thought that we'd heard the last of her. Wonder how come she decided to come up here to Cincinnati? Boy, I just can't believe it. Mayor Plumford gonna get married to the widow Dilly. To the widow Dilly? Oh, to the widow Dilly? Oh, something's gotta be done about this. I just got to do something to save the mayor. How?
Thank you.